Chapter 8. I'm on television. I wake at 6 o'clock the next morning, as excited as a child on Christmas Day. All across the country, people are going to open the Daily World and see my article. I go downstairs as quietly as I can. When I go into the newspaper shop, Martin is coming out. He holds up the Daily World.
"Look at this, Becky," he says, smiling.
It says, "Husband and wife lose £20,000 to greedy bank." And there's a big colour photo of Martin and Janice. I buy 6 Daily World newspapers and take them home. Mum and Dad are as excited as me. Janice and Martin come round for breakfast, and everyone is laughing. It feels like someone's birthday. At 10 o'clock, Eric Foreman rings.
"It's great," he says happily. "We're paying you £400. If you have any more stories like this, just tell me. Your writing is just right for the Daily World."
I put down the phone, and there's a huge smile on my face. Then the phone rings again. It's Luke, and he's really angry.
"Why didn't you get Flagstaff Life's side of the story?" he asks me.
"I tried. I spoke to Alicia," I say. "She wasn't interested." Then Eric rings again.
"The TV programme Morning Coffee want you to go on television tomorrow morning. They get a money person in every week for something called You and Your Money. If you're not interested, I can tell them that you're too busy."
"No," I say quickly. "I'll do it." I can't believe it. I'm going to be on television. Early the next morning, a car takes me to the television studios. An assistant called Zelda meets me, and someone does my hair. It all feels amazing. By 10:30, I'm ready, waiting. Then I hear a voice, and I suddenly feel cold.
"Good morning, Becky."
Luke Brandon is standing by the door. Zelda is behind him. "It's so great that you could both be here," Zelda says. "Okay, are you ready?" I start to panic. How can this be happening? But I need to do this for Martin and Janice. Then we're in the Morning Coffee studio with the sofas and the plants and the bright lights. It doesn't feel real. I've often watched this programme at home, and now I'm going to be part of it. Zelda points to a sofa, and Luke and I sit down.
"Don't look at the camera, and just be you. We want the normal Becky and Luke," she says.
30 seconds to the news," she says loudly to everyone.
Then the presenters, Emma and Rory, come in. It's strange to see them in real life, but they're very friendly, and I start to feel better. I'm going to enjoy this.
10 seconds, says Zelda.
"Now for our next story," says Emma suddenly to the camera. "Which would you like? A clock? Or £20,000. Everyone's going to say £20,000, of course. But when Flagstaff Life customers got a letter from their bank 2 weeks ago, they didn't know that they could choose. Journalist Becky Bloomwood has discovered the truth and is here today. Also with us to speak for Flagstaff Life is Luke Brandon."
Suddenly, Everyone in the studio is looking at me. There are 2.5 million people at home watching me too. Did Flagstaff Life make a mistake? Or were they trying to save money? I begin.
Banks don't have to pay their customers a bonus, you know, says Luke. Some customers are being greedy. They're angry that they didn't get the bonus.
Wait a minute, I say. Janice and Martin Webster aren't greedy.
Luke is staring at me.
Why did Flagstaff Life write to their customers about moving their money just before they paid the bonus?
Luke tries to explain the bank side of the story, but I just get angrier.
It's about telling the truth, I say. And once I start, I can't stop.
Luke doesn't say anything for a long time. Then he says quietly, Becky, you're right. He looks at Emma. The truth is that I didn't know enough about this until I saw Becky's excellent article. I don't have to agree with Flagstaff Life just because I work with them. I'm not surprised that their customers are angry.
Well, it looks like Becky has just won, Rory says with a laugh to the camera. That's all on this story for now, but coming up later...
Suddenly, it's all finished.
Great television, says Emma, and the presenters hurry out of the studio.
Now, it's just me and Luke.
Well done, says Luke.
Thanks, I say. I guess that he's going to be in big trouble with Flagstaff Life. But I can't say that. He looks uncomfortable. Then he suddenly says,
Would you like to have dinner tonight? I'd like to talk to you about a business idea.
I want to smile, but I don't. And a little part of me feels sad that the dinner is only about business.
Aren't you seeing your girlfriend tonight? I say.
Sasha left a week ago, says Luke. She took her suitcase and went.
Now I really want to laugh, but I mustn't.
I'm sorry, I say.
I'm not,
he says.
Then Zelda comes in. Luke, that was great. And Becky, you were wonderful. You might be the answer to our problem. Our other money person is ill and can't come for the phone in later. You couldn't stay a bit longer.
What? I say. What do I know about money?
Very funny, says Zelda.
The great thing about you, Becky, is that you can talk to normal people.
What do you think, Luke?
I can't think of anyone better, he says,